Before lunch, I said we would move to item six. I forgot that the one other item under 5.5 was, if you look at the antedated provisional agenda, was that there may have been some discussion for the word deleting the term Aboriginal. Japan had mentioned this, and they or some other country might like to. So I'm now at 5.5 other. Is there anything that would like to be brought up under 5.5? Now would be the time. Since the entire agenda item is open, we can come back to it if you need to. But if there's nothing here, we'll just move on to item six. If you need to come back, Japan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We raised this issue out of a so-called normalization conference held in Tokyo in February. And some of the participants of that meeting thought that the word Aboriginal itself can be accepted or can be interpreted with some negative connotation. And we know the wide implications to the regulations and documents of IWC if we change this wording to some new wording, or if we delete this language from the existing documents. I think there are general understanding or agreement that we like to look at this issue as long as some people feel uncomfortable with this wording. But we are not in a hurry to make a conclusion in the short term. I understand this is a sensitive or difficult issue of a terminology. And first of all, Japan is not a country of English as a first language. So we appreciate the views of other countries, and we might like to have a small group of people who like continue to look at this issue, or we take up this issue in the future meeting of Aboriginal subsistence voting. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Who's it? St. Vincent.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. St. Vincent and the Grenadines wishes to associate itself with these sentiments as expressed by Japan. We have continually pointed out that we think that the term Aboriginal is a derogatory term. We do not see how it is applicable to St. Vincent and the Grenadines and other countries who are involved in what is considered to be Aboriginal whaling. We certainly would like to see a change in this terminology. We hope to participate with any working group that, you know, is assigned to work on this particular issue.
Thank you, St. Vincent. Speaking for the U.S., this is the issue that we, you know, have known has been brought up. There's a lot of potential ramifications for us throughout our domestic laws, and we're not prepared at the present time to engage in a discussion. But if it's something we'd like to do at the 2008 meeting, I think we would be prepared at that time to participate in a discussion. But we're really not prepared. I'm speaking for the delegation there, and I probably shouldn't be, but the U.S.
Thank you, Chair. The U.S. does not believe that the term Aboriginal should be removed from the schedule. The Aboriginal Subsistence Whaling Caucus addressed this issue and made the following statement. The caucus believes that any changes to the term Aboriginal subsistence whaling may have significant legal consequences, both at international and domestic level. We strongly agree with this conclusion. United States whaling, North Americans do not find the term Aboriginal insensitive or derogatory, nor in the convention context, believe that it was intended to be. Removing the term Aboriginal could signal that the IWC is prepared to open up quotas to broad range of potential whalers. We do not believe that this is a wise policy. It would neither be sufficiently protective of whale stocks, nor take into account the special needs of Aboriginal populations. We hope that given these difficulties, the proposers would withdraw this proposal. Thank you.
Costa Rica.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to support the position expressed by the United States. Thank you.
Other comments? Tapayan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As I said, this question was raised at normalization meeting. It's not actually just that of Japan. And I need to consult those countries who participated in that meeting. So can I ask Mr. Chair to just open this agenda item for the time being?
Fine.
Thank you.
I think that's probably the best way forward right now. Monaco?
Oui, President.
The Chairman, within or in the French-speaking world, the world aborigine does not include any derogatory meaning. It only refers to the very notion of first or primary countries, those countries or peoples that have been in the land before colonizers. And in that very respect, I'd say that there's no cultural negative or derogatory notion of the word aboriginal. And we fully back and support the United Nations proposal, the United States proposal on that.
Thank you.
Merci.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senkitsen Nevis would like to align itself with the sentiments of St. Vincent and the Grenadines in Japan. We realize that the term aboriginal was derived from not the aboriginal people themselves, the so-called aboriginal people themselves, but the name was thrusted upon them. We think that it is a colonial term that must go, just like how colonialism has gone out through the window. And we are hoping that it will remain on the agenda and that we can put a working group together to solve this problem, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Peru?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since this is my first intervention, I would like to congratulate you for your appointment as chair and also congratulate the vice chair. Additionally, I would like to thank the government of the United States and the state of Alaska for their warm hospitality and for the arrangements made to hold this conference here. Regarding this point of discussion, we support the words expressed by the U.S. delegation in Monaco. Thank you.
Thank you, Peru. We will leave this item open and come back to it because we have to come back to this agenda item. So